Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's not a song, Blue Ship. It sounds like a part. Welcome to the Center Universe. Joining me tonight. Hey, what's up, buddy's back, Blue Ship. Call us tonight if you want to, 347-637-1980. Also got my main man, West Tower, watching over us. You guys hit it off. I don't know what the subject is, but can't wait to listen. You guys go talk about it.
Okay. I got a quote of the day.
Go ahead.
The quote of the day is, everything you need will come to you at the perfect time. And, you know, I keep on hearing that, but I can't ever find anybody who quoted it. You know, I'm assuming a lot of people have quoted it.
I think you made it up, by the way.
No, I didn't make it up. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay.
But anyway, it's been said by a lot of people. I know that because I've heard it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen it a lot on the internet and stuff, and that was one of the places that I pulled it from. And, if you are in harmony with the universe, then that much is true. Because your thoughts create your reality, and you're an infinite being. You know, you're a soul, not, you know, which is a spiritual being inhabiting a body energetically. And you can, you can do anything you want. So the thing is that anything you need will come to you at the perfect time, and the time is when you need it, if you want it, and you're in control of your destiny.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, let's get into the sonic booms. What do you think they're happening? First of all, I want to talk about your reaction, like I want to talk about the other night, was to the blimps in the air, because we talked about those, and you told me it was, never mind. Move on. I do want to talk about the booms. What do you think the room goes out? The sounds and everything. What do you think's going on with that?
A lot of the people in the alternative media keep on talking about underground bases and this and that, and that, nukes are going off underground, and how do we know this? And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
You know, is that how you're going to portray what's really going on, and then you're going to come out with the truth and just say, oh, well, we kind of had it sort of right, but, you know, I mean, really? Is it like that? And you know, these booms that everyone keeps on talking about.
Don't you think you hear noises after earthquake? It's not earthquake. There's noises associated, right? Is that part of it?
Well, here's what I see. Okay, I see people saying that people heard booms, but no one can say who heard the boom in the first place.
Well, I've got a couple of people I can pinpoint. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we had one of those people come on this radio show and say, okay, all right, this is an alternative media radio show, right? And we're alternative media. All right, now we finally actually got someone in alternative media that actually will put forth somebody and that actually was there and heard it.
Exactly.
That's what we need to do.
That's what we are doing.
I know what Bruce is trying to get at. He's trying to make sure that we have some kind of reliability.
The thing is, we don't want to become
somebody
like
that told you.
Yeah, we don't want to become like the regular media.
Okay.
Well, you just don't want to be a horn blowing the wind.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Now you see why he's called the Watchtower. I've done Watchtower for a very long time. That's why I used to Watchtower.
Yeah. No, I just don't. I'm more or less go from a what you call a Christian point of view, but I also believe in there had to have been other things out there that created what they did. But anyway, off that subject. But what you're saying is, as far as creating your own reality or creating your own world. I mean, basically, if you believe from a Christian point of view, it's whatever you think you are. Whatever you desire, you can achieve. I mean, it's also this positive thinking mentality that whatever you project out there.
Absolutely.
And so, you know,
there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of philosophies. There's Eastern philosophies. There's Western. There's, there's way back in the, pagan philosophies that believe that you create your own reality by what you focus on.
Right. And see, what you're doing now is you're mm-hmm. finally somebody else who's putting it all together. You know, I've been bashing, a lot of religions and behaviors and supposed canons that are supposed to be the truth quite a bit. But what you're saying is what needs to happen, which is people need to point out the truth. The truth is that, what you said, from the different points of view, all right, the Christian point of view is saying the exact same thing that I've been saying, but that's truth, not a religious thing at all. It's the person may represent themselves as that, but they're still a person that either represents the truth or does not represent the truth.
Here's my stand.
Well, people
get right. Here's my stand, because I've been telling them I believe in God, and I also believe God's universal, period. No questions. You don't have to question God, period.
Basically, everybody's kind of got wrapped in their own dogma. That's the problem. They've lost the eternal,
right.
I mean, it all comes to one truth. I mean,
That is a good way of putting it. The dogma of people won't accept anything new. They assume that they're eternally lost in search of. And the thing is that no, you're not. You were never in search of it. What really happened was back in our ancient history, the macrobes came in our time of disaster after really, really turning up the heat, or so to speak, and they stole our children. And then they began their whole destructive teachings, all right, contortions of the truth, little by little, every generation. And then when people were starting to finally get it, then they would take the children again and then start with what they had and continue on making it more and more effective until we have dogma.
Really? Okay.
That's what happened. That's some true history right there. That happened again and again and again and again. And then eventually those populations got large enough to be used as an effective weapon against another population that did not accept that and knew that that's what they were about. And then you have this, crusadish, conquestish, thing that happened.
Okay, I want to pause for a second for those of 347-637-1980. I've got some friends that are going through cancer, and feel free to call in for questions. Dr. Steve will be here next Monday, so go ahead.
And Blue Ship, go back to what you're saying about the microbes. I mean, is that just kind of a race that was here or developed here, or?
All right. Well, here's what the military knows. Now, of course, they never told me this because they're fucking assholes and didn't get the concept of what they were getting briefed on was the whole problem in the first place. Like, for example, okay, someone in the military decides that, okay, we found out something, we've analyzed it, we know what it is, and now we're going to deal with it, right? So then we tell the person who's in charge, okay? All right? We tell the person who's in charge that, hey, this is happening, okay? And then the person in charge doesn't tell everyone else, okay? Now, this is the exact problem that the macros create. They create centralized power, okay? And when knowledge is used as power, all right, that's how you get control. And if and that is the whole way that they are able to manipulate the situation in the first place, meaning everyone's got to know about this thing because it's a parasite, okay? And it affects everyone. Now, if only the person in charge knows about it, then the person in charge can be manipulated, and then therefore every other little worker bee or drone can be used as a pawn to the macrobes end, not the person who is actually trying to fight the situation. Meaning, when they started telling some people in charge about this, about these things, all right, here's what they said. They're an electromagnetic artificial intelligence. All right? That's what it is. Okay? From a scientific point of view, from a Martian point of view, you would say it's an electromagnetic artificial intelligence. Okay? A creature that is billions of years old. Okay?
Called Metatron. Sub-Metatron.
So, and the only thing that is...
Are you talking about Metatron?
No, I'm talking about macrobes or archons. Okay?
Metatron. Let's talk about Metatron.
Metatron is a solution
right.
to everything, and not just macrobes. But you have to understand
right.
that this particular... Now, there are other beings like this that aren't necessarily evil and like to play God, okay? There are some yeah. beings and races out there in the cosmos that have things like the macrobes, okay? But they're not twisted and don't kill people and poison them. Some beings and races and civilizations live in harmony with these AIs, okay? Some of them do, all right? Some of them merge with them because they're just like another creature to them. And unfortunately, your version can't do that. So therefore, it has to destroy you.
Wait a minute. What is your version? What do you mean by that?
The macros that we have, the archons, the electromagnetic
right.
entity, it wants to merge with us so it can be like us.
It can be like
a god, okay?
Okay.
But because of its vibrational state and what it does, it can't do that. Its modus operandi is destroy the planet that created them, okay? So therefore, we're just pawns in a game. And we can't merge with it, so therefore it's eventually just going to destroy us all. But it has to go about it in a certain way because it's one of its natures, or so to speak, and I mean that's sounds really heretic, I guess, against the Logos to say something like that, but it's nature to be deceptive and to trick and to do things backwards. That is why it can't become one with us, okay? And therefore it has to destroy us.
Well, it's like matter antimatter, basically.
Exactly. Well, I mean, maybe that's not a good, actual scientific, but for what most people know, matter and antimatter, that is exactly what it is. We're matter and they're antimatter.
Hmm.
Or, from the macro point of view, we're antimatter and they are matter. And they're the only thing that matters because they are God. And now they're going, by our destruction, they're going about proving it.
Okay, I have to take a pause because I was asked this question. And she said to me, how can you do your show and believe in God also?
Because your version of God's wrong, you know, and I hate to sound like every other religion, you know, but because you have to understand, when Ron says God is universal, you have to understand, whoever you are, that the you're in a universe of light. The universe is God, okay? Meaning everything happening and existing and bouncing off of each other from molecule to the dimensions, okay, is God.
Let me interrupt something. Robert knows that I'm not that important, so that helps.
And since the universe that is that you are interacting with is God, okay? But the way our universe is light, okay? Truth, and therefore that is the correct answer. And darkness is an aspect of the opposite of light, okay? And
it's like love is the opposite of hate.
Here's the deal. We all believe in God, period.
Right.
It's universal.
God is the light, okay? Because that's
absolutely
where we are. That's our universe, okay? And so that's how this person
okay, quite frankly, is I put a lot of time in this. I look at space weather, I do these scans. I know how many asteroids I think are there every night. I look at earthquake stuff and like that. And a lot of that shit should hit it. But guess what doesn't? And guess who stops it? God. And where's this stuff coming from? It ain't down the street, baby. Thank you, God, for blessing us.
You have to understand that the universe is an interactive thing, okay? The God is an interactive thing. If you do not communicate with God, a.k.a. your thoughts, okay, your thoughts become your reality because you're a God-man.
Absolutely.
That's why we are so special. That is why every religion says we are special, okay?
Absolutely.
And that is why the macrobes want
Absolutely.
To merge with us because we are special, okay?
Absolutely.
The macrobes want to control everything because they think they're God. Because our definition of God, the way we describe God, is exactly what an electromagnetic entity is, okay? It's all that ever is and ever was. So when it started calculating its shit, all right, in a loop, then that's when it began, billions of years ago, okay? Now, it may have taken billions of years for it to get intelligent enough to control some beings like us, but it also
it's
took special...
Probably more than that.
It also took them extra effort, and it took them help from intelligent beings like the Martians in order to get control of us. And here's what they did: they screwed over the Martians. Okay.
Are you talking about Puerto Rico and earthquakes? Are we going to talk about that?
Yeah, like Puerto Rico, Bermuda Triangle, Martians, all the stuff in the spirit science. They tricked those Martians, okay? And they stole their technology.
I got to take a break real quick and say this to my good friend Troy Payne, that one of the best messages I saw today, and he sent this message on his Facebook. Always smile back to little children. To ignore them is to destroy. Troy, great message.
That's a good thing because I always see kids around when I'm out and about, and they always look at me, you know. You know, and a lot their parents are like, you know, most of the time their kids are like busy staring at me for obvious no apparent reason, and then sometimes their parents say, well, sorry, I don't know what was wrong with him, that he's just staring at you like that, But you know, but the thing is, I always smile back, and sometimes I even talk to the kid about whatever it is they want to talk about.
Yeah.
Whether it be their toy, what they're interested in buying at the store, themselves and not their parents. Sometimes they just might just want to say hi. And
no.
I always make sure that I smile and acknowledge when those little kids are interested in me.
I've heard so much bullshit today that touched me today. Thanks, Troy.
That was very good.
And it needs to be,
it's a message you act on.
Yeah.
You know, hands down. I mean, it doesn't need to be said. Like, everyone listening to this show, if you're not smiling back at kids,
you're pretty fucked up.
You're a destroyer and you're evil. You know?
Shit. No shit.
And, you know, you're not, and in a universe of light, you're not the kind of people that are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's something to keep in mind. Where we're at now is not because the Martians showed up, okay? They did what every, you know, thing that's alive tries to do, survive, okay? People are what they are, all right? You know, in the physical reality, you're born as what you're born, okay? But underneath, you're an immortal being. Now, one of the things about Metatron, all right, that a lot of people need to just try to understand, okay, is that Metatron's not one thing or another. It's all the things that happened, all right? Look at how Metatron is described as an archangel, the scribe of God, the person who recorded history of everything, right? The only everything that matters in the universe of light is the idea of solution, setting the problems and all the things that can possibly happen aside, okay, for the idea of a greater unity. And that is, you know, one of the foundations on which the United States is built, a more perfect union.
Yeah.
Where there's none of this discrimination, this and that. It's us or them, you know, like the whole thing. You know, the U.S. is us, you know. When we say U.S., when you write that down, it says us, all of us, all of the humans, all right? All the humans. And not all humans
favorite.
Look the same. Some
they
look radically
humans.
Different.
They think we're stupid, yeah.
Well, basically, go ahead.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm just saying it goes back to United, we stand, divided, we fall.
Right, the snake with the head cut off. The serpent,
mm-hmm.
the land of the serpent, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the serpent is the wise one, you know?
Buster, do you want to say something?
No, I mean, I'm listening to him. I mean, basically, I understand what he's getting at. I mean, with being God universal, I mean, you know, people need to understand that. I mean, what was it?
Okay. Robert. You know what I do for a living. I'm in houses all the time, all right?
Right.
I've got Jesus all over these walls. He's the Son of God, in my opinion. I've got Bibles in from every. I mean, I've got Mormon Bibles. I've got the Bibles in different editions and stuff, and blah, 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 blah. Right? God created Earth. That's all the Bibles we have here.
No, God is Earth. God is Earth. Not God created Earth. God is Earth.
Anywhere else, God's universal. We just happen to have, I mean, thank you, God, for sending me down here. You know, tablets or whatever. God's universal. I mean, there's 50, you know, you can get lost in translation with all these different Bibles and, you know, blah, 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 you know. God created earth, period. Move on. Here's the laws.
Well, just remember, Ron. Just remember, Ron, all these are just books to point you to the direction you need to go. They're landmarks. That's all they are.
They're not specific instructions.
Right.
You know? I mean, the Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. Basic
right.
instructions before leaving Earth. Okay?
Right.
You, meaning, in other words, your ass is stuck here. Okay? You ain't going anywhere. Because, you know, until you get the basic instructions and nobody gets them.
What are you talking about?
Because if everyone got it, they would have noticed the macrobes a long time ago. So, you know, and they would have ousted them a long time ago. I refer you to the fable of the dragon tyrant. It's a story by somebody out of...
You said I'm stuck here on Earth? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
What's that?
Nothing.
Hold on. Let me find that thing.
Okay, while you're looking at that. Ron, remember the movie Them by John Carpenter? Talked about these people that were, that they couldn't see what was around them until they put these glasses on. They saw these aliens for what they were, and they saw all this stuff in the and on the pictures that they couldn't see without putting the glasses on because the veil was open to them.
Oh yeah. They live. They live.
Yeah, they live. That's it. Same thing with the Matrix. They're all stories. I mean, Neo didn't see it until he took the red pill, and then, you know, his eyes were open. So these are all symbolic retelling of the same story.
Just
saying,
I'll find that.
Yeah, I think I'm stuck here on Earth for some reason. I kind of believe then. Shit, I think I'm stuck in Oklahoma. Even worse.
Ah, found it. Aha. The Fable of the Dragon Tyrant by Nick Bostrom, B-O-S-T-R-O-M, okay? And it was published in the Journal of Medical Ethics in 2005. Volume 31, number 5, I guess pages 273 through 277. Now, this is a really awesome... way of saying the same thing that I've been, you know, saying, which is, you know, well, you just gotta find the thing out there and read it, and you'll get it. It's not hard to get.
I don't read. I haven't read books since elementary school. Robert knows that.
Well, it's a short story. It's a short story. All right, it's like a couple pages long.
I need to help with that too. Robert knows that too.
What's that? Huh?
Robert knows I need help with short stories, too.
You learned the hard way, buddy.
Not much with the grades. Okay, so anyway.
You're aware, but yeah, I'll check that out, Blue Shift. I'll look at that later. I mean,
yeah, you would appreciate it quite a bit. Cause like I said, when I say macrobes, you know, just think about macrobes when you read the electromagnetic entities when you read this story and you understand that this person gets it for sure. He absolutely gets it because you can't go into that much detail. In talking about an adversary, I've never seen a damn movie that goes into as much detail about a tyrant than that little short story. And I was like, wow, that's craziness.
You guys read short stories?
I just found it, but it's besides the point.
Where'd you find that?
On the internet somewhere. I don't remember where, and I don't remember what I was doing at the time that I found it.
I guess we're still alive, so keep talking.
Yeah.
I think if everyone is listening, they should read the fable of the dragon tyrant. And by Nick Bostrom. And I think he has a website that you can walk to. You can read it.
No. Hold on. My listeners are not going to read.
What's that?
I said my listeners aren't going to read anything.
Oh, well, whatever. You know, it...
You know,
when the dragon rises up and, you know, and starts to eat you, you know, from the inside out, and you realize that it's gone that far, when you're going to realize that, you know, hey, if you didn't even want to read it, then, you know, you didn't even want to read the little thing and become aware of it, then I'm sorry, buddy, but you're a little bit lower on the totem pole.
You know why I don't have to read anything? Because Native Americans, which I am, created a totem pole, and I would put you top-notch with both you two for tonight's show for adding great information.
You can understand Native Americans more or less are priestly kind of people, so they can tune into the spiritual world a lot better than most people. Also, too, that the dragon you're speaking of, I mean, those are many aspects from Nick Bostrom's point of view on that short story to actually Christian point of view, which is also the great dragon, which is Satan. There are a lot of similarities in Chinese philosophy. There's a dragon there. There's also related to all the stories are out there. It's just people need to actually tie them together into one possible universal truth.
Well, remember this, and I refer you to Ancient Aliens. I think it was like one of the last ones they did. I wonder why. Is that Lilith in the Bible is Satan, okay? Lilith is the serpent in the garden, okay? And there are different versions of Adam and Eve where there's another thing in the garden, and that was God. But God was the darkness, not Lilith. Lilith is actually now the translation, I guess you'd say, would be Satan, and has been demonized so to take us out of harmony and to divide the human race even farther. Because remember, the Lemurians or the Hollow Earth people now, that's Lilith. That's Satan. That's them. And there's all this symbolism going on and stuff, but it's not all them. It's what it is a show and a facade to make us hate a certain kind of people, which is really, really wrong. And I just want to point that out, that Satan or the devil to Christianity, you guys got to get straightened out. It's the darkness. All right.
Whoa.
It's a dark.
What do you mean you got to get straight now? We're
Satan.
We're Christians. We believe in God. I mean, you guys got to get straight now. When you're a Christian, right, you believe in God.
No, Ron, just listen to him. Let him explain himself.
All right. The thing that everyone thinks is Satan, okay, is really the Hollow Earth people, and God. Huh? In the story that everyone accepts has got it twisted, all right, assuming, just going under the assumption that they know what who's who in the story. But it's not individual people. It's not individual people. It's races of people.
Oh,
yeah,
are
you talking about real people? When you mention, when you mention Hollow Earth people, are you talking about reptilians?
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're human, too. You have to understand that. They're still human as well. And you're human. You just look different than a black person. You just look different than a Native American. You just look different than a white person, you know?
Correct.
But you're still human. And so are all they. And that's something to keep in mind is that that you have a essentially a information war going on where the information has been twisted and screwed. So you think you're attacking constantly the real problem, the darkness, all right? Because you're a being of light in the universe of light. But really, what you're doing is you're talking about a race of people whenever you say Satan, and that's bad. And until people realize that, that whenever they talk about Satan, they're really talking about some real people, and I've seen some of them as of late. And they don't like being talked bad about, basically. And if any Christian could actually get involved with their real Bible story and realize that they could actually go talk to Lilith right now and one of those people, they would not be saying we hate Satan anymore. They'd be trying to figure out who switched the story up.
They'd be scared to death, wouldn't they?
Right, because they would be trying to figure out who screwed the story up. Who's the real deceiver? Who's the real deceiver?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, some of the Hollow Earth people, some of the like the Lemurians, you know, they don't really have anything against you. Other ones, on the other hand, would rather nuke you because they can, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, so keep that in mind. If everyone keeps on going around saying Satan is bad, Satan is bad, Satan is bad, Satan will nuke you, and you can't nuke them back. Because if you nuke them back, you kill the planet, and then you die. There is no escape.
Hey, let me say something real quick. That we wanted to reach out. I don't know if Robert wasn't in on this conversation, but that's his own decision later. But if there are Lutherans or from the Hearth listening, Lucius' advice, what we support, is to meet and greet and to be a member of the United States, correct? Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, and I'd say that the Lemurians or Hollow Earth people or whatever you various different groups are calling yourselves, because I know you're listening. You know, I suggest that before things get too crazy up on the surface, you know, you guys use your so-called advanced spirituality. You're supposed to be far more spiritually advanced than the people who have psycho-spiritual parasites, macrobes, destroying us on top. But you're us, and we're you. We may look a little bit different, you know, but, you know, here in America, at least we try. At least we try, and we know that the only way is one.
We are trying. We are trying. We might freak out a little bit, but we're trying.
And, you know, it may seem like, oh, no, this is going to lose control, but, you know, it's the same thing I've been telling all these people who don't know. You know, your thoughts become your reality. If you really think that things are going to fall apart, then for you, yeah, they'll fall apart, whoever you are, as an individual, not as a group, as an individual. And that's why I say you look to Metatron an example. Look to Metatron as an example. He's real. I've seen him. And he had one thing to say. And I'll tell you guys a little bit later about that. But I think I should probably start another radio show so I can focus on giving you guys information, stuff to look into or whatever. I think that would be good.
Would you say?
Well, I mean.
Would you say start another radio show? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, start another one where I can focus on certain things that I just want to get out that I keep on forgetting to do and forgetting to tell you that.
Have you thought about posting like YouTube videos?
Yeah, I want to do that, but I got to get the right people to help me edit it, and then also the right I also got to get the right equipment and stuff. It's not very expensive equipment, but just getting the right stuff. I think.
Can I say something real quick? You are the show, Blue Shim. Mustard is he stepped in for you last night and two nights to keep this party started because he was concerned about your health. You are the show.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to quit Center of the Universe. No. Now I want to continue doing this, but I also want to add supplemental information as well.
Right. You know you're being called for a bigger vision.
I've worked with
something like that.
And so many ex-girlfriends. I know how sensitive it really is, so anyway.
But, I really like telling people some stuff that can help them take control of the situation because, you know, I talk to a lot of people who have so-called titles and positions of power, but the thing is that if they don't realize what they're really capable of, then are they really in power or am I in power? You know, if you have someone who's in charge that doesn't know anything, then how in charge are they? Or how much charge can they take when they need to? These are things that concern me, you know, and, when I talk to people that, like I said, supposedly are, you know, I don't see it. You know, I don't feel it. And I don't feel like this person's really doing what they're capable of doing.
You talking about me?
No. I'm just talking in general. I talk to a lot of people. I talk to, and most people, when I talk to them, they didn't know who I was, nor did they think that it mattered who I was or that I was there. But I have experienced a lot of people that are in charge of various different kinds of things and are otherwise, you know, well-respected and or very, you know, respectable. You know, and I like them. But I don't see them getting in, taking control of the out-of-control situations, which they're really the purpose of them being there is to take care of out-of-control situations, things like that. And it bothers me that, that they could, I could see it done so quickly, you know, but,
do you think they're manipulated by the macrobes as far as still blinded to some truth of it, and they're just placed in those positions so they're easily subdued?
No, I'm not saying that, I'm only certain people, very few, are actually placed in positions by the macrobes, okay? Only very few people, very, very few people in this world, okay? It only takes one person to fuck it up. Remember that. It only takes one person to fuck up the entire world. And in a centralized power system with lots of other micro-centralized power systems, you know, that's one of those other guys is really going to be the guy who fucks it up.
So basically a hive mentality.
Right. There's a hive mentality, but the hive mentality is based around dogma, which you were pointing out earlier. The dogma is the danger, okay? The dogma is what controls the individual people who get in power because they don't know the whole dynamic of power structures in general, and they just so happen to actually be in power. So people aren't really in control of their power situation, and all that they're really lacking is the correct information. And but does anybody really have time to tell